from God, a huge internal battle raged within the man, a struggle with women. As a young man, he told his parents he wanted to marry a Philistine girl, and against their good advice, he went ahead and did it. As Samson's story unfolds, we see a systemic pattern of temptation with women. Outwardly, God's favor is on Samson, and God still uses him. This is a mysterious thing. Internally, a hurricane is brewing. Both of these outward and inward scenes are happening in Samson's life at the same time. One day, Samson went to Gaza where he saw a prostitute. He went in to spend the night with her, Judges 16:1 NIV. How far he had fallen in his struggle with sexual temptation. The people of Gaza found out Samson was there, so some surrounded the prostitute's house while others set up an ambush for him all night at the city gate. They made no move during the night, saying, "At dawn, we'll kill him," verse 2 NIV. But Samson snuck out in the middle of the night. On his way, he grabbed the city gates with his bare hands and ripped them out with the two posts, bar and all. He hoisted them on his shoulders and carried them about 40 miles to the top of a hill near Hebron. He seemed to be saying, "Don't mess with me because I have an incredible power you know nothing about." God's power came through for him, all right, but still, Samson didn't learn his lesson. Sometime later, he fell in love with a woman in the Valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, "See if you can lure him into showing you the secret of his great strength and how we can overpower him so we may tie him up and subdue him. Each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver." Judges 16:4 through 5 NIV. The Valley of Sorek was an in-between place, with Philistine land on one side and Israelite land on the other. It's a practical reminder to us that there are some places we don't have any business going. But here was Samson, and he saw this dangerous woman and fell in love with her. I don't think this was a one-off. Samson had been in trouble with women before, and it seems to have become the pattern of his life. When he saw Delilah, he said, "I've got to have that woman." But here's the funny thing. Delilah's name comes from root words meaning low and hanging. Basically, her name means easy. The enemy knew Samson had this internal struggle, and so the enemy put low-hanging temptation where he couldn't miss it. You may have noticed that the enemy doesn't come right out and blurt, "Hey, I want to wreck your life." More likely, he takes an indirect route and asks, "Have you ever tried this? It won't hurt just this once." He knows your particular struggles, and he is really good at putting low-hanging temptation right in your grasp. Delilah appeared on the scene when Samson was in a place he shouldn't have been in the first place. Be careful whom you fall in love with, because your better judgment can be overwhelmed by your emotions. You know when a situation isn't God's best, so don't just drift along and tell yourself, "I can always fix the problems later." Before you know it, emotion kicks in, and there goes your judgment. All of a sudden, you are in a serious relationship with someone whom, if you thought about it honestly, you know you shouldn't be with. Well, Samson was blindly in love with Delilah, and the Philistines plotted to take advantage of that. To Delilah, the shekels looked really good. She accepted the Philistine bribe and made a bold move. She came right out and asked Samson the secret of his strength. We may think that Samson's common sense would kick in. He should have thought, "Wait a minute, time out. I'm in enemy territory, and you want to know the secret of my strength? Why would you ask that? Could this be a setup? I wonder if she's being paid off." But Samson played along and said, "If I were tied up with..."